The Medrash says at the beginning of our parasha, Parashas Miketz, Ashrei Gever Sheshem Hashem Eftachoi, say Yosef. Yosef is the model of a person who has betochen Hashem. And then the pasuk says, V'loi pono al rehovim ayidei shom al sar mashkim. Because Yosef said to sar mashkim, Zchartani, his Gartani, he asked the sar mashkim to remember him, the Toysloi Shtei Shonim. He ended up needing to be in prison 2 more years. And the obvious question is that the pasuk begins by identifying Yosef HaTzadik as the paradigm of Bitachon, as the paradigm of an individual who has a Munah and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then the pasuk says that he didn't have the proper Bitachon. How is that to be understood? So the Seif Brichas Yitzchak quotes the Gemara Masecht Bava Metzia that says that Avraham Avinu asked Sarah, Mari Shloi Soim Kemach Silas, bring flour. And the Gemara asks, it says Kemach. Kemach is lower grade flour. And Silas is better flour. And says the Gemara, Amrav Yitzchak Mekanshi Isha Tzora Ineh Ba'archim Yosef Ben Ish. That a woman is not as generous as a man. And the question, asked the Mashah, is just the opposite. Avraham Avinu said, Kemach. And Sarah brought, which is plain flour. And Sarah brought Silas. She brought the better grade flour. So if anything, that's a proof that a woman, the women are actually more generous. Just the opposite of what the Gemara says. So he quotes a mashal from the Dubna Magid. He says that the Dubna Magid used to say a mashal that there was once a lion who had a child, had a son, and that this lion was about to let his younger son, the younger lion, go out into the world. And the father tells his young son, the lion, know the power of a lion. Know the strength of a lion. You have nothing to be scared of. Because if you'll go anywhere, you'll just roar as a lion roars. And the moment you roar as a lion roars, everybody and everything will get out of your way. And the lion takes that directive, that message that he heard from his father, and he goes out to travel. And he goes out to travel and he sees a painting of the story of Shimshon, how Shimshon ripped a lion into pieces. And he comes running back to his father. And he tells his father, why do you say that we lions have nothing to be scared of? I saw this picture of a lion being attacked by a person. And his father says to him, that's the best proof. He says, people don't draw something which happens every day. If there's a picture how a lion is being ripped up by a person, that's the biggest indication that this is highly unusual and never happens. And the fact that it did happen now is so unusual and so uncommon that it was made into a piece of work. So he says, that's pshat in the Gemara about the women. If the Torah has to go out of the way and tell us, says the Dubna Magid, that Sarah brought the best type of flour, it means that women don't normally bring the best type of flour. And if she did, that means it's something unusual, something not common. Says the Sefer Brichas Yitzchak, when the Torah tells us when we speak about Amuna, he explains there are 2 types of Amuna. There's 1 type of Amuna, 1 type of Bitochen. As the pasuk says, Levanya v'rechachal shem alkecha b'chol ashatasa. A person does what he has to do. And then there's a higher level of Amuna. As the pasuk says, Hashlech al Hashem yichavcha v'hu yichal kalecha. And the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav explains But have you other rabbanon? The rabbanon did not even understand ma'o hashlof al shem yichavcha for who yichalkalecha. What does that mean? What is that representative? Ach sham mutayu. Until they heard this merchant say shikol yichavcha v'shadach gemalai. The rabbanon were not sure what type of emuna is required. Is it the emuna of Berivecha Hashem Alkech B'chol Shatasa, that we should do what we're supposed to do and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help? Or we're supposed to completely, Hashkol Yehovcha V'shadu Gemloi, completely rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And indeed, says the Medrash, for most people, Emunah and Betochen are represented by Shkol Hashem, Shkol Hashem, by L'man Yivarecha Hashem Alkecha. This to live life as they can, and do what you can, the best that you can, and rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. But Yosef Tzadik was on a higher, greater Madrega. Yosef was on the Madrega of Hashlech Hashem Yehavcha, that he was completely reliant and recognizing that everything comes from Hashem. Therefore, an individual like Yosef, it's unusual, and maybe we could even say unacceptable, for him to say ki im zechartani viskartani. And that's why the pasuk says ashra gav shem Hashem avtachoi, because Yosef the tzaddik represents the model of emuna. That's why Yosef the tzaddik, anything which is anything less than perfect emuna and perfect betachin is unusual, and therefore he had to be punished, just like the picture of the lion and the person, which represents unusual. For Yosef, any level of asking somebody to help is unacceptable. And that's what Yosef said the first words when he met Paroi. When he met Paroi, the first words he says to Paroi, V'yan Yosef is Paroi, B'lodai elakim yanish lon Paroi. What did Yosef mean to say with this? What he wanted to say was that you're asking me to interpret your dream. And Yosef was frightened. What happens when he begins to deal with Paroi? And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and what Yosef says, I never have anything to worry about, because I live a life of Baladai Elakim, where everything I live is always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I always live connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I have nothing to worry about, and you can't do anything to me. And we find at the end of the parasha, when Yosef sends his brothers without having yet revealed himself back to Canaan, back to his father, he says to them, "Kzu mizimris ha'aris b'kaleichem." And I saw that the Sefer Yad Yecheskel explains that the Baal Shem Tov says that a person that lives with Amunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person who lives with the Hashkofa in life, the perspective in life, the Komad Ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid, that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best, that's a person that lives Mizimras Haaretz. He's always singing. He's always happy. And that's why Yosef, who represents the, as we've been learning, the model, the paradigm of Amunah, tells his brothers, you're now in a difficult situation, you're going back, and there's the story with the cup and with mice and with Yosef, and we don't know how Yaakov is going to react. Yosef tells them, how can you survive through all of this? How could a Jew survive difficult times? Chu mizimras haaretz. Take along zimras. Take along the song. Song and sing and glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing the Komad Ovid L'Tav Ovid. And if a person, V'ata Marta Hativ, if a person says Hativ, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Hativ, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Toiv, is for the best, then Hativ Imach, then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue doing, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue doing what's right. But we have to live a life of hativ. If we live a life of hativ, then we will be zoicha to ativ, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue doing good for us, and living a life of Zimras Aretz, Shir of a Zimra, song and glorifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the way to live and the way to be successful.